Recap. I'm Lindsay.
And I'm Amanda.
And it's our 24th podcast. Only one away from a contest.
Yay, contest. But this one will be fun too.
Yeah.
Don't just turn off just because there's no contest this time around.
Yeah. There might be a secret message.
Oh, that'd be fun. Okay.
I don't think we could come up with that on the fly. We're not that
smart.
No,
probably not. We'd have to actually figure that out ahead of time.
Anyway.
But I did find out today that May 12th, the Daytime Emmy Award nominations will come out.
That's so that, true.
You know, that's always fun for me.
And that the awards are going to be in Vegas.
Yeah. So start buying those plane tickets there, children.
I guess so.
Yeah.
I would love to go to that.
I would love to go to that, too.
We should somehow make that happen.
I think that'd be fun with our, you know, buckets of money that we're don't have anything to do with.
Trip.
Oh, good God, no. That is not going to happen.
Yeah. I literally tried to go to Vegas in the car one time.
In a car? Are you crazy?
We made it to Reno and realized that was
close enough.
About as far as we were going to get. Spent like a miserable day in Reno and decided to go home.
Wow, a trip for the ages.
It was.
Nice.
It's awesome. Anyway.
Okay.
When we left off last time, we've just got all these imposters and
People,
sort of dual storylines.
Yeah. Some overlap, but, you know, some things are kind of standing alone. Really, I think all that we need to say about Kane and Lily, they're still pregnant via Mac.
Yeah.
Lily still has cancer.
Yeah.
Kane still gets to stay because of it.
Yeah, there was, like, nothing.
Really nothing new in that arena, and I was glad.
The only weird thing was, like, a little scene with Malcolm where
Neil got to be a jerk.
Yeah, it's like he and Neil were kind of fighting, and then they both agreed behind closed doors that Lily was their priority, and whatever beef they had with each other was not going to be in front of Lily.
Right, yeah.
And then 30 seconds later...
proceeded to break that agreement.
Yeah.
Because they're so fiery.
Olivia had showed up and basically sort of contradicted Malcolm's original story as to why he came into town.
Yeah.
And everybody was kind of throwing darts at Malcolm. Well, why are you here?
Yeah.
Why are you here?
Why do you keep secrets? You always keep so many secrets. And it's like, well, you always pry into every aspect of my life. I don't blame the guy for wanting to keep a little things to himself. Although I wish that he would divulge the secret of who his secret fiancé is.
Maybe he's gay.
That could be.
I really doubt it.
I doubt it. Yeah.
I highly, highly doubt it.
Yeah.
But that would be a shocker.
That would be a shocker.
Showstopper.
Absolutely. Yeah. No. I think that would definitely make some headlines, but
But that was about it. There wasn't much to it. Obviously, he's hiding something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It'll come out.
Who knows?
Eventually.
Yeah, at this point, I just don't really care all that much. That whole storyline
I did
is
kind
just
of have a thought.
Okay.
That maybe the reason he hadn't introduce the person or whatever is back when he like disappeared for a long time. He and Malcolm had gotten in this enormous argument.
He and Neil
and Neil had gotten in an argument, and it was over a woman, and her name was Alex, and she was like a lawyer. And I thought, what if it was her?
Okay,
you know, like they could bring her back.
Yeah.
Which is sort of a minor character nobody has really referenced since, so it seems like not.
Oh, yeah, they would have made some
chance.
Kind of. Well, and, you know, God forbid they have any more lawyers in town.
You know. Yeah, that's a good. But she was like a
a good lawyer? No wonder she left.
I wouldn't say good lawyer. She was more like a corporate lawyer.
Oh, okay.
So not like
boring
the kind
lawyer
that cared about justice, more about the kind that
cares about contracts.
Yeah.
Okay. I can see her do, because they're doing a lot of the business storylines now, so that would kind of make sense, but,
I think
we'll just have to wait and see.
Yeah, exactly.
So.
What else?
Well, speaking of lawyers, too, you know, everyone is a suspect for Adam's murder.
Yes.
Which I still don't believe it was Adam.
I totally don't believe it's Adam.
Yeah, I don't think it's Adam. I think somehow
I think it's Rafe.
I think it's Rafe, yeah. Because we have not seen hide nor hair of Rafe since the ball.
Hasn't
he was at
his,
the ball.
Like, gay boyfriend come out and gone, where's Rafe?
Hey,
where's
my gay boyfriend? I don't know. And I don't. It just seems weird that
We haven't seen him
We saw him at the ball, and now we haven't seen anything of him. We've seen everybody else who was at the ball, even just,
it
you
seems
know,
too
tangentially.
Obvious to me. Like, this whole thing.
Yeah?
They
What's
found,
your point?
I guess they found the charred body, and there was, like, no ID, but they did DNA, and then I was thinking, well, how did they mix that up? And then I was thinking, well, Adam is so sneaky that he probably went in and switched the DNA test, you know?
Yeah, it wouldn't be the first time he'd managed to.
Yeah.
I mean, he stole ashes out of a funeral home. I think he can manage to get some of his own DNA mixed in there.
I do not believe it's Adam.
Yeah.
But I've been reading a lot of forums trying to figure out, like, what other people think, and it seems like a lot of people have just bought the story. Hmm. They just think it's Adam.
I think that's a shame. I think that's short-sighted. And not very imaginative.
No.
You know, I mean, we kind of knew that his contract was up and that he was leaving, but...
His contract's not up till May?
That's the thing. It's like, so where is he? Why is he out already if his contract's not up until May?
Yeah.
Because you'd think that they would work him until the last possible second. Because
he's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I just don't believe it's him. Yeah. Okay, assuming it is him,
right.
Whatever.
Yeah.
That's what everybody thinks.
Yes.
They have found... one of Jack's scarves shoved down the dead
body's
throat.
Well, not scarf, but a handkerchief.
Oh, handkerchief, sorry. Yeah. A manly scarf.
I mean, that's a lot of stuffing into someone's throat.
Anyway.
And to me, that points to Patty.
Okay.
The handkerchief.
At this point, it points to Jack, but I could see because Patty had a memory of Jack giving her that scarf.
Yeah.
And she was a little nervous.
Yeah, yeah.
Then they also have the pen that
was used to stab him to death.
Stab him, like, in the heart.
Right. Which I was thinking about it, and they kind of, you know, chance, it can be done. It, you know, and I was just kind of waiting for him to say, it totally can be done. This is absolutely possible. I thought, well, yeah. But really?
Like, really?
That's pretty
lame.
Obscure. Yeah, I mean, that's like CSI, CGI graphic. Showing just, how it's done. It was just like, you know...
the freak accident of getting a pen stabbed in your heart.
Just at the right angle between their ribs and all that. It was just like, I just don't know. But they're also making a big deal about what an expensive pen it is. That it's got a serial number and it's traceable and all this kind of
We had already had the backstory because we know Victoria went to Dubai, bought the pen. We saw her give it to Nick. It was a big deal.
Yeah.
Nick made a big deal of using that pen to sign Phyllis's cast. Mm-hmm. And then in the hospital...
You can see Adam taking it.
Yeah, he takes the pen from Nick. Nick doesn't know.
Because Nick's an idiot.
Yeah. And then it was like he used the pen to...
Well, he used it like Hannibal Lecter and got out of his handcuffs.
Yeah, exactly.
You
know, yeah,
which I thought was pretty clever. It was like, all right, that's what okay.
The pen has been used
to pieces,
a lot of times.
To death.
Now here it is. The thing about the pen is that... When it's in, they keep showing these, like, little evidence photos of the pen.
Yeah.
And I kept thinking, where's, like, the blood on the pen?
The gore. Somebody cleaned it off. Maybe.
Do they normally, when they extract a pen been stabbed into a heart, wouldn't they, like, not mess with it?
Well, I would think so, but don't you suppose that the act of pulling it out would kind of
You think it just
swipe
comes out
it clean?
Clean? Or maybe they took the DNA evidence, swiped it clean so they could check out the serial number on the
There
pen.
You go.
Okay.
See?
Okay. Fine.
But yeah, it should have been much more gory, disgusting. Mm. But then again, it's also daytime TV and, you know, there's delicate people watching.
I don't know. We're talking about a charred body.
Well, true. Yeah, okay. Well, and maybe all of the nasty stuff got burned away. In the explosion.
Sure.
Yeah.
Then we also have Victor's broken watch, which he...
Explained.
He did explain, but they found it in the trash.
Yeah.
Because Victor told one of the staff members to get rid of it, and then 2 seconds later, DA shows up with a warrant.
Right.
And they find it in the trash.
Mm-hmm.
Good job, Victor.
Yeah.
Real smooth.
Way to hide it. Hide the evidence. But I think that, to me, that just shows that Victor's not really all that worried about being guilty.
Yeah, that's
true. You know,
true.
He's just, you know, this is not a compelling piece of evidence, so I'll just throw it in the trash. It's not that big of a deal.
Yeah.
He
just didn't want it to come back and bite him.
Right, yeah.
And the reason he threw away the watch is because his story, they kind of went through this whole thing where everybody was sort of having their little flashback moment.
Yeah. Were they all in black and white? I'm remembering them
most
in black and
them,
white.
Okay,
good.
So.
I was wondering if it was just me having Alzheimer's or...
I think you're right.
Okay.
That way we knew it was a flashback.
Right, yeah. Okay.
And Victor smacked Adam in the face.
Of
but he
course,
kept saying,
because where else can you hit the blind guy? I kept thinking that you were going to get all upset about hitting the blind guy in the face again.
I just think Adam, in general, needs a whole, like, headgear set thing.
Yeah, he
Eye
does.
Protection,
he needs a helmet.
Mouth guard.
Yeah, the whole thing.
But it was funny because Victor kept telling people, I backslapped him.
Right.
I backslapped him.
Yeah. Well, in honor... Facebook page, people were saying I've never heard that term before. I have heard that term my whole life.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I've never
backslap
heard
people
it.
All the time. Yeah,
oh.
I don't, but, you know, of course. But I've been backslapped, and, you know, that's just...
Oh, I agreed with everyone else. I was like, I've heard a lot of names. I was thinking, when I was watching it, I was like, Victor, it's called a bitch slap.
Right, but he can't say that.
They call people...
I don't think you would be able to get away with saying bitch slap on
You could call
TV.
Somebody, like Joe
can call
call
someone
Catherine.
A bitch, and you can slap someone, but I don't think that you can refer to the act of bitch
Oh, because it's
slapping.
Like a non-PC kind of thing to say.
Yeah.
Or somebody else said, what about backhand?
Right, yeah.
Back slap, just, it sounded so awkward. I don't know, that's so weird that I've
know.
Never heard it.
Yeah, no, I don't know, it didn't. That surprised me. I was
it's
like, you guys have never heard that before? Yeah, people backslapped all the time.
Yeah, because even in the CBS comments, I was seeing people are like, what is a backslap?
Well, we'll put it down to an accent or, you know, a...
Dialect. Huh, you know, okay.
ESL thing.
Okay.
Okay. So he...
And the watch broke off when he backslapped him.
Right,
and then
cut his cheek, because that's how they got Adam's blood on it.
Yeah.
So that was all explained away.
Uh-huh.
You know. And Nick was saying he suddenly was there, too.
And held Adam back, like, from Victor? Something along those lines.
Yeah, that he was charging at Victor, maybe, and he stopped him, and that's how the lamp light got broken.
I don't even know.
Yeah, I
Either
don't
way,
care
blood got
that
on
much.
His, yeah,
yeah,
exactly. Blood got on Nick's tuxedo jacket.
Mm-hmm. Which, I didn't comment on this last time, I meant to, though, about how Sharon and Phyllis colluded to get the jacket out of there because they both knew it was a really bad piece of evidence, and Sharon goes and puts it in the baby stroller.
Yeah.
And strolls on out with it, and now Chance is kind of thinking back on that and questioning Sharon about the jacket. But, to me, if I was a writer, I would have had Chance stop her and say, let me look in the baby stroller. I need to just make sure you're not sneaking anything out. Yeah, and we all, as the audience, we think, oh, God, it's going to be in there. She's going to get caught. And he goes through, and there's nothing there.
Okay.
And then we find out later that Phyllis is sitting on it in her wheelchair because no one is going to search a woman in a wheelchair.
That would have been a good writing twist. Yes. Because
we
all knew it was in the stroller.
Yeah, it was all.
Then I loved when Sharon was disposing of the jacket.
That was so great.
She's got the baby stroller, like, next to her in the sketchiest part of town, just rolling a baby stroller. Whatever.
Yeah.
I'm just going to check out this dumpster right here and dump this bloody jacket. But my baby's with me.
Yeah, right. For protection.
Like, really?
Yeah, that...
It was
a poor disposal of... materials. You know, they don't have a pig that they could feed it to, or, you know, something.
The whole jacket thing is just idiotic.
Yeah, because eventually, you know, the one homeless guy in town is going through the dumpster, he finds the jacket, thinks it's super sweet, puts it on, goes to Mac's bar, Mac feels sorry for him. Takes it from him and says, you know, look, take this nice warm coat instead. And
Billy was there for some reason, too.
Yeah.
Something like that. And then they, like, got rid of the jacket for, like, a moment, or I don't know.
No, they went and had it cleaned, didn't they?
Oh, yes. They went and got it cleaned, and then they were going, should we find the jacket's owner?
Oh, no, they had the flyer. That's right.
Oh, that's right.
Because somebody had those cheesy flyers, have you seen this jacket?
But when they had swapped it out with the homeless guy, and they had the, like, nasty old tux jacket that's mm-hmm. got blood and homeless dude drawers. God knows what else.
Yeah.
Yeah. They were like, should we try to find the jacket's owner? I was like, really?
Yeah.
That, really? Yeah. And then they went, no, we won't. And then 2 seconds later, they see the missing flyer.
Right.
Like, who in the world makes a flyer for a missing jacket?
Well, no. I think Chance did that, and he did
it. Oh, I know.
But I thought it was kind of clever, because it was like, you know, this is a key piece of evidence. People would notice that. They would then start to kind of look at their surroundings and say, oh, you know.
It was the exact same flyer of Jana, except they just took out Jana's picture and put it in a jacket.
That's what I kind of loved about it. It was like the glamour shot of the jacket. You know? It's like going to see Elvis Presley's coat show.
I was like, and where did you get that photograph of just the jacket, not even on a hanger?
eBay.
I guess. I don't know. The whole thing was like, really? I don't know. I just didn't believe it.
I just thought it was funny. I thought it was comic effect.
Okay.
So I'll let it lie. Yeah. It was pretty ridiculous, but... So eventually they bring... Oh, Mac brings it in to Chance because she's a do-gooder.
Of course.
Billy, on the other hand, goes to Chance and says, hey, I got your jacket. I want an exclusive for my restless style. And Chance is basically...
Kind of Uncle Billy,
you're
him.
An idiot. Yeah. Get out of here. We've already got the jacket.
Yeah.
And if it was... The one thing that I thought was strange was that wouldn't it have... I don't know. I kept expecting it to have like a... This jacket belongs to Nick Newman. You know, camp ID tag on the inside. But then I thought, well, no.
Yeah,
you
know,
why
know.
Would you do that with your own tuxedo, I suppose?
I don't know, actually. It's a good question. I don't know.
Yeah.
But, whatever.
Anyway.
The thing that I thought was kind of funny, too, that was, like, that episode where it was, like, Chance and the DA, I think, were kind of talking or something like that. Mm-hmm. And they were talking about all the possible suspects, and mm-hmm. then it kept showing each person, like, doing their mugshot in, like, black and white. And if you looked, everybody was, like, 6'5".
Yeah, no. That's, all the women were...
6 feet and above.
Yeah, they were 6 feet, and the men were all 6'5". And I was just like, there is no way in the world that Eric Braeden is as tall as the guy who plays Nick. Or Jack. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I noticed, I noticed Nick was a little bit shorter.
And all the women, there's no way those women... I mean, Phyllis and Sharon are 4 or 5 inches difference.
I was and trying yet, to they figure the that same. Out.
I thought that was hilarious.
And Victoria, I was thinking, all these people, I was like, really? They're all basically like 6'1", 6'2"?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Well, and they shot the women's, the angle of the camera was a lot lower for the women, too.
That's true.
So they were up shooting, and it was just like, okay, this is really funny. They think we don't care at this little tiny detail. It doesn't, you know, it doesn't matter, but
it was
at
funny.
The same point, it was just kind of like... But they would have had to move it.
I don't know how they did it.
Yeah, I don't know.
I was thinking it just seemed
like a lot of effort.
From the like direction point of view, they're too lazy to slide the camera up and down,
mm-hmm.
like vertically.
Yeah.
So they probably just had the actors stand
mm-hmm.
on some sort of platform that raised them up to the right level.
Yeah.
Even though I know from, like, my film experience, it's not that hard to, like, lower a camera vertically.
Yeah, unscrew the thing, you send it down.
Yeah,
the end.
A few inches, whatever. But I was thinking maybe their little mugshot thing only had a few... It was like maybe it didn't go below 5'7".
Yeah, that could be.
You know?
Yeah.
They just ripped it out of the CSI set, and we're like, hey, can we use this real fast?
Yeah, just for an hour.
Yeah.
We have to take 18 mugshots real quick. You won't even notice.
Yeah. And it was like everyone was a suspect.
Pretty much, yeah. You know. I think Murphy was the only one who wasn't.
I know.
Love Murphy.
Yeah. He probably is the killer. Ha 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 ha. You would never expect it.
No. Definitely not.
So.
Yeah. So. Go ahead. I was going to say
Well, then, like, at the same time, Victoria and JT's custody mm-hmm. hearing was going to happen, because JT's very gung-ho about...
Soul Reed custody.
Is mine.
Yeah. You're a bad mother.
Which, in a way,
your whole family is suspected of murder.
I agree with him in that he's trying to protect Reed, but at the same time, he's, like, throwing out all these things like, your family is evil. Well, you did marry into that family, right. And you took a job.
Right.
And you've been living on their land.
Yeah. Yeah. And just the fact that you woke up to this does not make you any less
of a part of it, really. I have not forgotten what a bad boy he was when he was in high school.
Everyone else in the universe has.
Well, I haven't.
Okay, well.
I remember when he was, like, doing coke off his parents' fireplace mantle, you know?
Nice. Well, I would like to see a little more of that, because self-righteous, you know.
It's getting old.
Yeah, it's just like, okay, we have Mac for that. We don't need you for that either. And even the times when he's supposed to be, you know, so tough and gruff with Victoria, it's just like, well, yeah, but you have such good motives. Okay, fine. Mm-hmm. You know, so.
But I think they're, like, playing it up so he and Mac are this real natural pairing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because obviously at this point, they are a big heart drawn around them.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. I did like the little. It was a short conversation that Mac had with Chloe, where Chloe was saying, you know, kind of teasing her about JT, and Mac's like, no, we're just friends. And. Chloe's like, you know, you're pregnant, and I've been pregnant, third trimester hits, there's not going to be any stopping you. And I'm just sitting there going, yeah, that's what I've been saying all along. You know, JT's going to get some pretty excited
pregnant sex
on his hands, yeah.
Okay.
It's biological, you can't help it.
They have definitely just paired them up.
Mm-hmm.
And even, like, Mac was watching Reed in the coffee house, and
Mac and Reed get a little nauseated.
Yeah, they do.
They're just so sweet. And the kid who plays Reed is just adorable.
He is. And, you know, he's blonde, and she's kind of blonde. Mm-hmm. And this woman walked by, and she went, what a beautiful boy! And then she looked at Mac, and she went, and another one on the way! Yeah. Aren't you lucky? And then just walked off.
Yeah, I was just like,
and
wow.
Mac didn't stop her, though, and go, mine.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's a lot of times it's easier.
I get that, but I think she enjoyed
it. But
that.
It was definitely planted, you know. It was like, okay, audience, get used to this. They're
Stepmom.
Family now.
Yeah. And she's because she's clearly a better mom.
Yeah.
Just hanging out.
Mm-hmm.
And then Victoria is.
Oh, any day of the week. Yeah.
So anyway, the custody hearing is, like, going to happen. Victoria is late, number one, because of, like, a conference call. Then she's
like, which was a piss poor excuse.
Yes,
you would never. I'm sorry. Yeah. No, you can't be.
They were like meeting.
Yeah, it was like, no, you can't tell me that you love your son. You'll do anything for your son. You know, it's all about your son. Oh wait, I have to take this call.
Yeah,
no, that was showing again that she is a bad mother and shouldn't have gotten custody of Reed.
And then right as she was on her way, they arrested her for the murder.
Right.
Because they found the pen of death.
Which could be linked to her because she bought it.
So
which
then
is a
JT
pretty tenuous kind of thing. And I think maybe it was Chance who even said, you know, someone Victoria's height is not going to be able to stab
at
the
angle. I was really glad that they at least threw that in.
Mm-hmm.
Because he was like, she's not a big person.
Mm-mm.
She's too short.
Mm-hmm.
You know, forensics says this can't happen. I went, thank God you at least slipped in that little nugget.
Yeah. Of reality.
But we're still going to arrest her. I loved how the DA was like,
yeah, they just did it anyway. Right.
What's the problem?
Yeah.
Let's still charge
her. What's
your
point? Yeah. Just because she has a pretty, you know, irrefutable line of defense.
Yeah.
I don't really care for Owen Pomeranz.
The DA guy.
Yeah, at first I was kind of like, okay, this could be interesting.
Yeah,
you know,
he's
not bad looking, but he's kind of wooden, and I don't care for him.
I don't get a sense of anything from him.
There's no depth at all. And it's like, okay.
He's getting a lot of screen time,
getting a lot of screen time.
And he's just not a dynamic person on screen.
No. No, so.
I didn't even know his name. It took me a second when you mentioned his name. So.
Yeah.
I think we first met him when Paul claimed Sanctuary.
Yes. And I can't... Was it the same actor?
I think so.
Was it? Okay.
I don't even know.
Yeah, I mean...
I think so.
Anyway, I'm not thrilled
Filler.
With him.
Yeah.
Yeah. He can go away and that'd be fine.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Yeah. But then Victoria didn't stay in jail very long.
No.
Reed got awarded to JT, but JT right. knew something was wrong. Everybody kind of knew something
oh, yeah,
was wrong.
Oh, yeah,
yeah. And, oh, and, actually, well.
I'm sorry, Nikki was hilarious.
Oh, my God.
And I think that I feel sorry for whoever the actress is, because just by watching the way she walks, it looks like she screwed up her back.
Hmm.
You know, I don't know if it's the old retired massage therapist in me, but I was just like, oh, she looks like she needs to be sitting down and put her feet up. And she was just, she had that, that's a very characteristic, my back really hurts kind of a walk.
Oh, I'm going to have to pay attention now.
Okay.
I was just thinking she was... I looked at her one day and I thought, God, she probably smells like old lady talcum powder.
She was wearing a suit the other day that was just wretched. It was like something out of the, you know, backside of Walmart.
They made her look really aged.
Matronly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because she doesn't have to look
bad. They switched her hair back, which I'm glad. I didn't like the dark hair, and now it's blonde again.
Really?
And
I was kind of digging it.
No, it looked like... It had an air of desperation about it, that if I do my hair dark, then suddenly I'll look young. And it's like, well, no. Not if you're wearing that old lady suit.
Yeah.
You know.
I don't know. But, yeah.
Yeah, so she was all in a flurry about
Well, and the thing
everything.
Is, Victoria theoretically has the alibi that she and Billy were together, mm-hmm. you know,
right.
consummating their affair. And she just was like, was not going to tell. She didn't
right.
want it to affect her custody case.
Mm-hmm.
Even
Which had,
though...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Which it already had. I mean...
Yeah.
She must
instead,
have...
I'm going to get booked for murder. That
right.
look
that's better.
Better.
Yeah. That's definitely better than being known as a town whore.
Yeah. She already is.
Well, that's
but
what
whatever.
I mean. It's like, she has no reputation to lose. What has she got, you know, why... Although, I would like to think that maybe she does have a sense of decency, that she's maybe trying to protect Billy?
No.
Somehow?
No
I mean, you know, he's the player, but...
She is not trying to protect
no,
Billy.
No, okay.
Because then it was like they were having her hearing
mm-hmm.
for bail or whatever.
Yeah.
And Billy was there in the back.
While Jill was Twittering.
Was oh my
so
God,
great.
They dropped Twitter like 20 times in 3 minutes.
Yeah, yeah. It was...
And it was...
Blatant.
Very blatant.
Yeah.
Like, get on Twitter. By the way, you should get on Twitter.
Yeah. Oh,
I'm
do you have Twitter?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So anyway, they were, like, setting the hearing, and blah, blah, Billy just stands up, and he's like, this is all wrong, this is all wrong.
Right.
She was with me,
and
we
she's
were...
like, shut up, Billy.
Yeah,
shut
it was pretty
up.
Funny.
Yeah, that was funny, because it was like, what is wrong with you?
Yeah.
What's the matter? You've got an ironclad alibi right there.
She didn't want anybody to know.
Because she's ashamed of
and she's
Billy?
Still... She's ashamed of the fact she was having wild, hot, passionate sex with her mask on.
Well,
dad is at
while
home
the house
watching
is
the kid.
Blowing up.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it doesn't. But being framed for murder is better?
In her opinion, yeah, because it happens so often to them.
Okay, alright. It's just kind of a rite of passage for them?
Yeah.
Okay.
I kind of feel like it is.
Well, it happens often enough.
I know. I was thinking, how many times have they been framed for murder? And it's like, you know...
It's gotten awfully tiresome.
It is, but at the same time, you know it's going to happen again.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
like Nikki will be framed for murder next year.
Right,
and whatever.
Yeah. Spin the wheel.
Yeah. So, she refused to say that it was true.
Mm-hmm.
Still was in jail.
Yeah.
And, then when Nick figured it all out, that it was, like, the pen.
Right.
And
then he went forward and said, no, that's my pen.
Yeah. And Dang. So they let her go,
mm-hmm.
and then booked Nick.
And then booked Nick. Right. And meanwhile, Phyllis is at home, stuck there, basically.
With her broken leg.
With her broken leg. And I thought Daniel's, you know, I'm here to cheer you up visit.
Yeah.
It started out really sweet. But he was there for about 3.5 minutes, and
yeah.
okay, well, I'll see ya. And I was like, that is the worst get-well visit ever. You really are a crappy son.
And she was kind of flipping out a little bit. She was a little paranoid.
Yeah, yeah. She was thinking she was hearing things and calling the security guy.
Yeah.
And turned out she was actually hearing things.
Yes.
Because Patty was lurking outside. We'll talk about Patty a little later.
Yeah.
But yeah, just the fact that, you know, Daniel shows up, oh, Mom, I'm so sorry you're in a wheelchair and that you're hurt and all, gotta go. I was like, wow. better just to not show up at all. I was okay with that. I was like, really?
Good, just take off. Oh. I didn't want to see him anymore.
Okay. I don't know, it just seems like... Stay and do the dishes, make her a meal, you know.
Sign the cast.
Something, yeah. Yeah, you know. Yes, he brought flowers, but...
Yeah, she's definitely confined to the house.
Yeah.
And so...
And... Why in the world... Okay, so let's say Summer, who is still semi-disabled, right? Mm-hmm. They've kind of, like, glossed over all that, and Summer seems to be fine now, but...
Yeah.
Summer's upstairs, put to bed. What if Summer has a nightmare? What if Summer falls out of bed and hurts herself? What if? Phyllis can't get to her.
She's just gonna lug her broken leg up there.
And why is she still in a wheelchair? I know it's for dramatic effect, but I've known people who've had...
You get a
below
crutch.
The knee. Yeah. Cass, and she should have crutches, but no. No. We'll have her in the wheelchair for another 6 weeks.
And she had a new wheelchair because the last one got blown up.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, well, that just got, you know, dozens of them. Yeah. Well, didn't Catherine used to be in a wheelchair? Maybe she's got some spares in the garage waiting for her.
Yeah.
But yeah, that just kind of struck me as, okay, again, another shining example of parenting. Mm-hmm. You know, you leave the woman who can't go upstairs at home alone with, you know,
the disabled child.
4-year-old child. Yeah.
Oh yeah. I don't think
she's up there playing
forgets.
With matches and knives.
Broken glass.
Yeah, there you go. Big bag of glass.
Nice.
So okay. Where are we?
So then Phyllis kind of chewed out Sharon when Nick got arrested because somehow she got somebody on the ranch to drive her down to the police station.
Yeah.
And she's real upset. She's in the wheelchair.
She's waiting.
Sharon shows up just like, oh my goodness, so what can I do? Blah, blah, blah.
It's like, you can get out.
Yeah.
There really wasn't any. I mean, yes, she's Faith's mother. She didn't need to be there.
No. And Phyllis just flat out told her, just chewed her out and told her what a needy slut she was.
Yeah, that was a good one.
In the, you know, lobby of the police station. And Nick's just kind of sitting there like, I'm a tool.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Here's my prediction, though, for the future. I think Sharon's new man is going to be Victor.
You know, I've been waiting for that for years.
Because when she found out that when they came and told her that she was a widow, the first person she went to immediately was Victor.
You know, they kissed before.
Yeah, I know. And not within my, you know, viewing lifetime.
Yeah, it was
like
10 years ago or something. I don't know.
Oh, really? Okay, yeah. I thought that they kissed recently, like within the last couple of years.
I think it, no, because it was like...
Maybe they were flashing back.
Because she was still with Nick.
Mm-hmm.
And Nick happened to see it through, like, the window.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
How Patty-esque.
But I have been waiting for that, so...
That's what I think.
I would be in that. But it always seems like he kind of plays this very, like, comforting... They have this little connection thing that I think they always sort of just leave.
Yeah.
So that opportunity is open.
Mm-hmm.
Go for it. I'm into it.
Yeah,
good.
I mean, they're
me.
Both...
She can bag her third Newman just like Chloe bagged her third Chancellor.
Yeah, exactly, you know. Keep trying till you find one that'll...
Yeah.
Stay for a while.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, Nick's in jail. That's kind of where we left it.
Right.
Oh, no, we didn't.
No, we didn't. No, he went to his hearing, which we didn't see.
And he didn't get any bail set.
Right. For obvious reasons.
Uh-huh.
And then, are they back in the police station? Is that when Victor came in with
Michael?
Yeah,
Victor just tromps in.
I killed my son. Was like, of course you're going to say that.
Yeah.
If anyone believes him, they're an idiot.
Yeah.
You know, it's so obvious that, no, you didn't. Just sit down.
Yeah. I know.
I just wanted to slap his hand and
say.
You know, no, you didn't.
Yeah.
You know.
And I think we all know that none of these people did it.
No, of course not.
I am still saying...
It's Rafe. And Adam killed Rafe.
Adam planted all of this. Mm-hmm. He's just watching from a bush, just laughing maniacally at the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
With a scar on his cheek. Like, he's probably got half a mask.
Ooh,
like,
there they
go.
Adam of the Opera. I like it.
I mean, he had his, you know... He's probably still wearing that hat and the cloak and half the mask.
Over his... So now he has one eye that's partially blind.
That would be awesome.
No.
That's too good. I'm sorry.
Oh, Lord.
We're going to have to edit this much laughing out.
Yeah,
because
that's just too much.
Okay.
But now I have this vision of Victor's Zorro mask, but the eye holes are covered up.
I am crying. I am laughing so hard.
Oh, it's been a long week. I'll tell you what.
Okay, shake it out. Okay. Shake it out. I wrote it down.
Okay.
All right.
So, Victor didn't do it. We know that.
No. Okay. I think we're pretty sure he didn't do it.
Yeah. And I still feel bad for Rafe. If nothing else, bring him back. Show me that he's not the one who's dead.
But I'm just so positive it's Rafe.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. So.
Okay,
should we move on to...
Let's talk about Lauren.
Lauren. So, we had just had the reveal of Sarah Smythe.
Who is Sheila's sister.
Sheila's sister. And she's pissed. She's got a vendetta. Now, I remember a couple of months ago, we had been talking about how Lauren never had any storylines, and she's always out of town, and I like Lauren, and... So, I wish that she had more airtime. Okay, so YNR readers or writers who listen to this podcast, you need to know that that does not mean that we want a double.
Now she gets twice as much screen time.
Wanting more Lauren is not what we meant by giving us two. That's not better. That's
just
sad.
You know, I like Lauren. I do.
I like Lauren. But I think she's a good actress.
I just don't like
this. This storyline is just stupid.
So
because
dumb.
It's if it had happened above and beyond and at a different time, like years ago or years from now in the future, but to run at the same time that you've got the Patty Emily.
Yeah. Well, I think that's the
storyline.
Is it supposed to be like
anyone can look like anyone?
Yeah.
That's
oh
what I'm
God.
Doing for summer break is I'm having plastic surgery to look just like you.
Oh.
So that then
I
can...
Are you going to get tattoos to look just like me too?
Well,
though?
Yeah. And, oh, there we go. When Lauren and Jana were in the cage together, did you hear them talking about we should have a code word?
Oh, you're right.
And I was like, oh, that's what
you're right.
we said.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, did they ever actually come up with one?
I don't know.
I don't think they did.
I don't think so.
They talked about it, but then I don't
code
think
word.
They actually
I'm
did.
Distracted.
Yeah, you're right. We should. Mm. Huh. I'll get right on that. Oh, my head hurts.
Yeah, Jana's been plagued with... I mean, she's been in there, what, like...
Weeks.
Six, seven,
yeah,
8 weeks?
A long time.
I don't know. In this
three podcasts.
Heinous cage. Yeah. Seriously. And she's... Her head
and
is killing
same,
her.
Same clothes.
She's very sickly...
Yeah, well, and she was saying that, you know, she and Kevin have this psychic connection, and when he starts to lose hope, she gets a worse headache. Well, okay, fine. But it does seem now that she's just getting the headaches regardless of how Kevin is acting
I think, you know, when she finally gets saved and all, then she'll, like, have one of those, like, in the hospital scenes for a while, and then it'll be like, oh, God, they're finally reunited, but she's still sick. Oh!
Yeah. Oh, she doesn't have a psychic connection. She's got a tumor.
Well, she already had tumors.
Well, they grow back.
Yeah, you know. So that's what they were concerned about right before she got kidnapped. They were like, you need to go see the doctor. Mm-hmm. But they said she went to the doctor and got
an
MRI.
And that she was fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know, but definitely...
If she suddenly is cured when she's back in Kevin's arms, I'm going to cry foul.
Yeah.
Because I think that's dumb.
Yeah.
But it does give
Maybe
Ryder...
Maybe it's just because she's been in a cage for 2 months and she's hungry.
Been peeing in a cup.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I think I'd have one hell of a headache after all that, too.
I think so, too. Yeah, the conditions there are not very good. No. Although, if they do drag it out through the summer, boy, that would sure suck.
Don't,
summer
just
and...
Just don't even go...
in Wisconsin when it's really hot. Okay.
Yeah.
It does give Ryder a chance, though, to show that he's turning to the good side. Mm-hmm. And he's starting to realize, okay, Aunt Sarah is nuts.
Well, he's already doing that.
My sister is nuts.
Yeah.
I need to get out of this situation, but I can't because they'll kill me.
Yeah.
You know, but in the meantime, he's sneaking...
Well, he has been.
...meds.
Yeah.
But now he's being more aggressive about it. He's like, yeah. He's like giving her meds in front of Daisy.
Daisy.
And he called Daisy a bitch.
And she was speechless.
Yeah, yeah, because no one ever talked to her like that before. So, I think...
Okay, here's my question about Daisy and Ryder.
Yeah.
Do you remember the picture and everything?
Mm-hmm.
And Max was in the picture?
Mm-hmm.
Who's Max again?
He's their friend that Daisy killed.
Oh, that's right. And they were the last ones to have seen him alive. Oh, right. Okay, yeah. Got it.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, sorry.
So, yeah. But
All right.
I'm tired of it. I've been tired of it since it started. I don't really hate Sarah as
really?
New Lauren. It's interesting. She's got a good handle on it that I find intriguing. That she's, because I can't quite figure out what she's doing. Is she going in there, because she's pretending to be Lauren. And she, at first, is trying to have the sex with Michael, and Michael doesn't want to have anything to do with her.
Because her story when she came back, she was like, everybody's like, where have you been? It's been like 3 days. And she was like, I don't know. I don't remember anything. I just remember a man, and we slept together.
I had a nooner.
Oops.
Yeah, sorry.
And then she, like, 10 minutes later comes out in lingerie, like, give it to me, Michael's.
Ugly, ugly lingerie.
Oh, that was not good.
Yeah, it was, like, anti-sexy.
Yeah.
It was like nun lingerie.
You know, and I have to say, like, I'm very satisfied with Michael and that, you know, he's giving us what we want.
Yeah,
and that
props
he,
to Michael that
he
does
not
wants
buy
no
this
part
whole
of it.
Fake Lauren thing.
Yeah, he's keeping
wrong.
Her at arm's length.
Yeah.
And Fenn, too, for all that he sees her.
Okay, I have to say, I think Fenn is my new Noah. Like,
yeah, he's terrible.
Oh,
terrible.
I just can't
stand that. He needs a haircut. Kid. That's... really irritating me. It's like, cut that boy's hair, if nothing else.
That's the hip kid haircut right now, don't you know?
Yeah, I do. I don't like it.
I'm old school
that way. They need to give him a...
I just feel like they're kind of making it out like Fenn is so spoiled, though. Like, you forgot that you make pancakes with him, and you were supposed to read him a story, and you haven't called, and you haven't picked on the nanny, and blah, blah, blah. Like, Lauren is supposed to be...
this hovering helicopter mom, and it's like, well, no, I don't think so.
Oh, I think so. We never even saw her leave the house. I think she is a helicopter mom.
But she's always at work. So she
makes
up for
the last 3 weeks.
Yeah, so she makes up for it by helicoptering him the rest of the time. Okay, that kind of makes sense.
I feel like she probably is, but the new Sarah as Lauren, like, totally is
not at all.
Just forgets she even has Fenn.
Right. Yeah, which is pretty funny.
Yeah, I kind of like it.
Yeah. All right. That's not so bad.
Yeah.
But yeah, he does come across as really indulged and cosseted.
Yeah.
You know, and
I don't like Fenn more at this point. Sorry.
Well, I don't think it's his fault. I think it's the adults around him. But,
no, I don't like the actor either.
I can live without the actor. I don't think he's very good. But and he's... I don't think he's very cute. And I want my child actors to be cute, like Reed. And like Delia.
Lauren... No, not Lauren. Sarah as Lauren was going to read him a story, and they're all sitting on the couch.
That was great.
And she was like reading, and he's like, oh, spider! And he flips out, and she closes
slams
the book
because he was
to kill
freaking
a spider.
Out. Yeah, that...
And he, in this pathetic little voice, was like, but we always save them and let them free. And
yeah,
I went,
like, you little
oh
Buddhist.
My God,
come
go
on.
Put on your little tap shoes.
Yeah. Yeah, it was...
You're a little boy. Little boys are supposed to want to
spiders.
Pull the legs off of them.
Yeah, yeah.
I went, what have you done to that poor little boy?
That poor child, yeah. It was...
Maybe he needs a little Sarah Smythe in his life.
Well, it might toughen him up a little bit, that's for sure. You
anyway.
Know, a little less Gloria. And Jeffrey is pretty funny around him, though, because... This is one of the few times that I actually kind of liked Jeffrey.
Yeah, I
was
agree.
Like, yeah, you would act that way, that, you know, he's moving in on your
because they've had to
time.
Babysit him a lot.
A lot, yeah.
Yeah.
But so Sarah as Lauren is trying to ruin their marriage?
No, I think she wants to just take it over.
Take it. Well, see, that's the thing I don't understand. Is she trying to take it over? Is she trying to ruin it?
No, I think she's trying to take it over. She's like, she wants to be Michael's woman. And I don't think she's so into Fenn, but she wants the money and the man.
Okay.
That's my
impression. Money I understand, but it seemed like she wants to, by destroying their marriage, beyond any hope of redemption, and then take all the money and
run. I feel like she's getting real frustrated because Michael isn't, like, accepting her advances and things like that. And so, and he was like, you're going to a doctor. And she refused to go to a doctor. And he finally made her an appointment with a psychiatrist who, of course,
is the Patty. Ever-popular Patty as Emily.
She's a busy woman.
She is. She's booked solid.
And so then Sarah, as Lauren, goes to see Patty.
And recognizes her as Patty immediately.
That was
pretty great. I didn't hate
because
that.
Because this backstory that is so convoluted and stupid, though, is that Sarah has been a nurse and apparently worked in South America where Patty got her surgery to look like Emily. And they used to do crosswords together and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, and they had this kind of prior relationship, and she really liked how well the work came out, so Sarah said, hey,
now I'm gonna get some too.
I'm gonna get myself lifted, and here, make it look like this.
And she was saying, yours was so good, you inspired me. And I went, does that mean everybody else they pumped out of that surgery clinic looked
like someone else? It's the you know, be who you want to be clinic. South America. I thought it was interesting that Sarah did manage to give all of us the identifying marker of Patty, which is that underneath her hair somewhere
in the back
she has a scar.
Yeah, like a plastic surgery scar.
Right. Yeah. And she herself did not want to see a doctor.
Yeah.
Because one would assume, you know, if you had a real physical, you would find scars all over the place.
Sure.
But
if you're sleeping with someone, they would never notice those or whatever.
Well, no, because you're Jack and you're an idiot. So
clearly she got a nice boob job like Lauren has too, you know.
Yes. I don't think so. Her boobs are not as nice as Lauren. But so now they're BFFs because they're keeping each other's secrets and helping each other out.
Yeah.
I think their dynamic is kind of fun to watch.
It's kind of hilarious in this way that's...
Not that I condone
the
whole
pretty far
doppelganger storylines at all. Yeah. But it is pretty funny.
I like the Patty-Emily thing. You know, it's fun
That
enough.
Worked. Yeah, it
but
was okay.
I think when we start having, like, so many people that are doppelgangers in the show,
yeah,
it's like,
too many.
Okay, come on.
Yeah.
One
an easy out.
One was campy. Mm-hmm. Two is, like...
pushing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway. So, at the same time, then... Patty is
getting caught.
Freaking out.
She's freaking out, and she's acting more Patty than Emily, and even she's having a hard time, you know, keeping it cool and reminding herself, okay, what would Emily do?
And she admitted she hasn't been taking her meds, really, and so that's part of it. So Sarah had said, well, you write this prescription to me, I'll give it to you.
You're right. I'll turn him over. Because Sarah has a vested interest in keeping Patty on her side and keeping her semi, you know, if not sane, then at least functioning.
Yeah.
You know, but Jack is starting to really question things, and he's going to Phyllis a lot.
Yeah, because when we left off last time, Patty had just told Jack she was pregnant.
Right.
And we kind of all knew that she'd faked a pregnancy test.
Right, yeah. And Jack never really bought it.
No.
You know, to his credit.
Yeah,
you know,
finally.
You know, kind of woke up and said, you know, I don't think you are pregnant. Let's go to the doctor.
Yeah.
So she... Had we heard the name of the doctor last time?
Stavropoulos.
I thought that was the greatest name, and I thought she pulled that right out of the back of her head, that she just made that up.
Yeah.
And it was so great, because, you know... that's too ridiculous to make up. So Jack believes it, and he calls the hospital to find out, you know, if they can change the appointment, because it's at the same time as his squash appointment. And I'm just like, just go for a run every week. You couldn't have a standing poker date or, you know, no, that's when I play squash. No one ever plays squash, ever.
Oh my god, I want to know how to play squash.
It's like racquetball, only
with
a longer stick.
It's like a high society thing I need to learn.
Oh god, no, it's... he may have just as well have said, oh, I have a highlight game that day. Oh, that's the day I play polo. You know, it was just so over the top. It was like, no, where is he going to play? At the athletic club?
Whatever, I bought it.
Okay, anyway, I did not buy it, but... So he calls the hospital... finds out that there really is a Dr. Stavropoulos. And I was thinking at the time, I was like, okay, that is a Sesame Street character name. it's a good one. But he's a cardiologist. Uh-huh. And so that was his big clue in, hey, that's not right.
She's lying.
Yeah. So he's...
he's kind of on a trail, and he comes home. And she's... she knows that he's kind of...
she knows that she's screwed.
Because he's been crushing.
Yeah.
And so... she fakes a miscarriage.
Right,
And
well,
he doesn't buy it.
But she stages it, you know, that...
she had.
If ever she was going to have one, it would be after a fight with Phyllis. She had gone to Phyllis's house, yelled at her a little bit. Phyllis kicks her out and then calls up to the gate and says, this is when she was kind of freaking out before about everything. You know, the guy says, no one... you know, Dr. Abbott did not sign in. And so now maybe Phyllis will, you know, take that and run with it and find out just how easy it is to sneak onto the Newman estate and all
you
those
just
things that she...
slipped through the fence.
Right, yeah. And that, oh, well, huh. Find out about the potting shed and, you know, all of that stuff that surrounded being able to sneak on.
Clearly, like, there's so... I was thinking, even just, like, with Patty, Adam knows who she is, for real.
Mm-hmm.
Sarah. Mm-hmm. These are two mentally unstable people.
Mm-hmm.
Those are not who you want necessarily to know who
yeah.
you really are if you're a doppelganger.
No. Yeah.
So, it's gonna come out. And so, Jack didn't really buy the pregnancy miscarriage thing.
Mm-hmm.
She kind of just held him off with this whole thing, like...
you're being so mean. I can't believe it.
Yeah.
And he's just like... I'm not being mean.
No.
I'm being realistic.
Yeah. So he calls her brother and
Jamie.
Invites her brother to come to town.
Stay with them.
And she's like, okay. Immediately runs to Emily in the psych ward, who's been
freaking out,
you know, herself, because she's not seeing any light at the end of that tunnel.
No, definitely not.
And it was kind of hilarious because Patty's like, hey, I need your help. Will you be my doctor?
Right, yeah. And I'm just like, please, Emily, give her the worst possible advice.
Exactly.
What is wrong with you? But instead she gives her actual advice.
Well,
you know, she gives her, like, counseling advice.
Well, she gave her, like, fake information about the brother, though, right?
Oh, right, yeah. All that stuff about him that he's an antiques dealer.
He's very refined.
Refined and well-educated. And then we meet him, and he's one step up from...
that dude who lives in his grandma's basement.
Oh, well, I was going to say, who was the bounty hunter chick?
Oh, I can't even remember her name now.
Yeah.
Catherine's fake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Her.
He just looks like a...
slacker.
I thought he totally looks like he's from Portland.
Yeah, he would fit right in here, that's for sure.
And first thing he did was he wanted a beer.
Well,
and
he made Jack pay for the cab.
Yeah, exactly. And
he's
just
looking
went.
Around the house. As soon as he walked in, and he's looking around the house, and his eyes are big.
Yeah.
It was like, hey, you're not an antiques dealer.
You're not very
refined.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think Patty will have to do some... and I wonder if he's, you know, how long it will take him to figure out.
Yeah, that it's
you're
not
my
sister.
Sister. You need to give me a whole bunch of money to keep my mouth shut.
Oh, that's a good point. I don't know.
Yeah.
We'll see.
We'll see.
I think he's pretty awesome in the 3 minutes that I saw him.
Oh yeah, I liked him.
We make him a regular?
Yeah, I want some more of him.
Yeah.
Yeah, he'd be okay.
Yeah. What else? Well, so when Emily was in, she was getting a lot of visitors in her
Weepy
rubber
Paul
room.
Was there.
Yeah.
The less said about him, the better.
Yeah. Totally. So, Heather came in for a visit.
New Heather.
New Heather.
Yeah, so, new actress Heather.
I know you're excited about
I'm thrilled.
About that.
I have great hopes for her.
All I could think about was, man, I never liked Heather and I always ragged on her, but I missed the old one. And her mole.
The thing I do like about new Heather, though, is that she doesn't seem... she seems more competent.
Yeah.
Than old Heather. And I really hope that that's the direction that they take with her.
Yeah.
That, you know, she was kind of...
and more human.
Yeah, she had some interactions with Billy where she's just like, what are you doing with Victoria? That's just stupid. You know,
yeah.
Get in, get out, be done.
Yeah.
You know, and that seemed like the confident Heather that I always liked, even if it was played by another actress. You know, she's talking to Patty, or to Emily, and Emily's saying, look, I'm really not Patty.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and she's not...
she's just pleading.
Yeah, and she's not quite sure how to take it, because on the one hand, her dad, you know, has never been wrong in her whole life. And if he says it's Patty, then it must be Patty, but then she's looking at this woman who's totally rational and not over the top and just saying, look, there's been a mistake. If I could just talk to Jack, we can get this straightened out. But, you know, in the absence of that, here's a cup with my DNA, you know, spittle all over it. Go have this tested against your own. You and I are aunt and niece. There'll be markers, you know. And she kept the cup. And there was a shot of her at the coffee house where it was like, please don't throw away the cup. Please don't throw away
the cup.
She
looked at it like she was going to do something.
She was thinking. But then they didn't show her throwing it away. So it was like, okay, I think she's going to actually...
I feel like she will.
Yeah.
Just to do it.
Yeah. You know, and I think if Emily didn't say it, she should have said, you know, what harm in there...
I know.
...is checking. It's, you know...
These DNA tests
are a dime a dozen.
I know.
It's going to take 10 minutes out of your life.
Just go down to the third floor, room 5.
Right.
I've
got a speed card. You can just...
flyer punch
right.
card.
Yeah, exactly. you know, so I think hopefully this is the dawn of a new Heather who's competent and capable.
We'll see.
And, you know, maybe she'll hook up with the brother. Who's kind of hot. So, you know.
Yeah.
There you go.
No, that's just stretching.
Well, yeah, but, you know.
Yeah.
That's, you know, that's my hope.
Yeah.
So, we'll I hope that you will give her a chance.
Oh, I'll give her a chance. I give everyone a chance.
All right.
Duh.
Okay. So, really, the other things are just kind of,
minor.
Ashley and Neil went out for dinner.
Okay, that blue dress.
Thumbs up, thumbs down. What do you think?
I said thumbs down.
I
thought it made her look like a drag queen.
A little bit. I didn't hate it, though. I thought it was kind of sexy.
You would.
I would, yeah.
It's your...
It's right... Yeah, it's like, yeah, I can see that on the floor. You betcha. But
I just felt like it made her...
It didn't accentuate her features very well.
I
it wasn't
like she
the right
so
color
manly.
Of blue. And
yeah,
she's pretty angular. And
I didn't like it.
Needs something more softening. And that was a pretty harsh dress.
Yeah.
But she, you know, is definitely more than a match for Neil, who's just like...
I know.
Who cares?
And then as soon as it... Like, she got real mad at Tucker, basically, because...
Because she wants him.
Because
obviously.
She wants him, and the sort of side story is that Catherine and Tucker met at the athletic club while Neil and Ashley are having dinner. Tucker shows Catherine video from his office of Adam breaking in and seeing all those sealed bids for Jabot.
Right.
And Tucker's just like, hey.
And so, sending them to Victor.
Yeah. He's like, I see this. You can give me Jabot and I won't say anything.
Mm-hmm.
Or I'm going to bring it out.
Blow, yeah.
And Catherine agrees.
Because Catherine is smart.
Yeah, she like validated that she didn't want the Newman-Jabot or Newman-Abbott feud
start up again.
And then everybody's lives would be all messed up.
Mm-hmm.
And she didn't want Victor to go to prison or whatever. So she said, fine. She turned over Jabot to Tucker.
Mm-hmm.
And then everybody just happens to sort of be in the athletic club.
To wander
club,
through. Yeah.
And they're just kind of like, hey, by the way, Tucker has Jabot again. FYI.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's just got their feathers ruffled.
Yeah, yeah, they're all up in an uproar about
it. Why would
you
do this?
How can you take this?
And they all think that Catherine's got some giant secret to hide. Mm-hmm.
Which really she kind of does,
she does,
but it's not
but
her own
protecting.
Secret. She's protecting people, yeah.
And she even said she didn't agree with what Victor did, but he did it to help her.
Right, yeah. She understood the motivation behind it and that it was from a positive place.
Yeah.
So that's something.
So anyway, Ashley, because we know she likes Tucker, but she was very butthurt about it. And went off and basically, like, did it with Neil. Had they done it before?
No, they hadn't done it. They had been going slow.
Well, because I thought Neil was basically out of the picture, and now it's like,
I hoped, but no, they didn't. Yeah, ew.
I know, I was just sort of like, I'm going to check my email.
Yeah, I actually fast-forwarded through it.
Oh!
I was like, I don't need to
see
this.
Was it in Neil's house?
I couldn't even figure that out.
Oh,
that was the worst. She's saying, you know, we should go have some private time, and he's like, well, we could go to my club Indigo, and she's like, more private than that. Moron. And so, I think they went to her... as I recall, it was a standard athletic club.
No, it was a little different.
Okay.
I was thinking, is that a hotel room, or is that Neil's bedroom that we never see because Neil never bangs people in his bedroom?
They went to a motel. They went to the Notel Motel.
It wasn't that bad.
The really pricey Notel Motel.
Whenever
the
we
nice
saw
one.
Neil have sex with people, it was like with Tyra, it was like in Indigo. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
He never actually
in
even went
room.
To a private place.
Yeah, he didn't like it on the bed. The bed was intimidating for him because
anyway.
Of the intimacy.
It was gross. I didn't want to see
gross. It. Ugh. She can't dump him fast enough for me. I don't care what he has to do.
I don't like either of them.
Oh, I like her.
I know you do.
What's wrong with that?
I hate it.
You hate that I like Ashley?
I don't know. She's annoying. But I know that I like...
She's going to get together with Tucker, and that'll be hot.
Okay, I kind of like that in a way. But I like Jill, and I know you hate Jill, so that's
Jill.
Her.
Jill got fired. I was so
agree
glad.
Agree to disagree.
Yeah, okay. So, the thing that was great about everyone rallying to support Catherine and to vilify Tucker again was... Murphy getting all up in his business and being Mr. Tough Stud Guy.
Yeah.
And I kept going back and forth about, okay, Murphy's 100 years old, but he could probably take Tucker because he's got all kinds of, you know.
He's like
I was in the
member.
Army, you know, and
he's
I went to.
He's got old man strength.
He's got old man strength and he's got weird, you know, techniques that, you know, you hit the guy in the right place and... You know, he's dead. I can kill the man with my pinky finger or this kind of stuff.
Yeah, I think he's a very masculine kind of guy, even though he's old.
Mm-hmm.
And he was awesome.
He was. It was great. And again, I like this amount of Murphy. You know, more than this, I don't want because it's going to ruin him. But just this amount. And he was, you know, protecting his woman and being chivalrous and... gallant, and she rewarded him. I'm sure that he had a lovely time once they got home that I don't ever want to think about because then I'll have to bleach out my eyes. But it was just, you know, I hope that when I'm 100 years old, someone stands up for me that way.
Yeah.
You know, against my long-lost, abandoned, illegitimate son.
Who stole
my
company
that it took me years to build. Yeah.
I think you need to get on Knocked track
up.
For that.
Yeah.
Right about now.
Yeah. So, so we love Murphy. He's awesome.
Yeah, it was good. He's a stud.
Yeah. So I think that pretty much finishes it, doesn't it?
I think it is. Okay.
All right.
So make sure you listen to the next podcast because we will be announcing how you can enter our fabulous, most amazing
contest yet.
Our super deluxe ultra contest. Add us on Facebook. Mm-hmm. Go to the blog, yrupdates.blogspot.com. Leave some comments.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure you've all heard David Hasselhoff is returning.
Yes.
Just have to note that.
Yeah. There was a big thing on the radio about it yesterday, and I was just like, oh my god, this is going to be...
I'm very excited.
Hilarious.
Hilarious. It's Dr.
Snapper. Dr. Snapper.
I went back to read it all, because I was like, I think that's kind of before my time, but I kind of remember, like, maybe my mom watching it.
Yeah.
And I went back and watched some online and read the story, and it was like he had gone to Europe, and then he just sort of never came back. So.
Well, they said, and the thing that you sent me, that a whole bunch of the Fosters are coming back.
Yeah.
And it's like, there's, what, who cares? Well, where are they coming, showing up all of a sudden?
Jill's mom?
Jill's actual mom.
Liz.
Okay.
Who's been on, recently.
What? I thought Catherine was supposed to, we thought, was Jill's mom. How can she have this other foster mom? This mom who is a foster, not, you know, adoptive foster mom.
Who is Jill's real mom? I don't even, at this moment, it's like blanking out on
it. It's, she has a couple names. We'll do research and get back to you on that.
But I know Liz is the one who basically raised
Jill. That's, all right,
and
that's it.
Is a very, like, level-headed, well, from what I remember, like, sort of level-headed, normal-ish kind of person.
How'd she get Jill, then?
I know. I could be totally wrong. Maybe she meddles a little bit. I can't remember. Okay. But she hasn't been around in a little while.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're bringing a lot of the Fosters back.
Hmm. Okay. Right.
So, it'd be nice to see some old but fresh faces just into the mix.
Yeah, new to me
kind
of thing. Yeah, and really, anything with the Hoff.
I'm excited.
So great. I don't want him to stay. Let's just be clear about that. Oh, yeah, I don't want him to stay.
What if he's, like, your new favorite character?
He won't be.
Well, you better give him a chance if I have to give the new Heather a chance.
All right, I'll try and give him a chance.
Come on, his name's Snapper.
Yeah, that's super great.
Snapper.
Dr. Snapper.
Oh, I love it. Anyway.
Things to look forward to.
Yes, okay. So, make sure you listen next time, and we will see you next time.